Well, my name is Michael Jays, and in Allo Allo, I played a priest who I fondly remember as being called Père Lachaise, but I think that was not what they used in the credits. Well, this is actually quite an involved story, and there are several strands to it. When I started out as an actor, early on, I did a television series called Wings for the BBC about the Royal Flying Corps. And I was in, I think I was in the second series, and there were 13 episodes, I think, and I was in 8 of them. And at some point during this, someone told me that David Croft had been in to watch me. I didn't know at the time, but he was casting Heidi High. And he was looking for someone to play the part that eventually Simon Cadell played, well, initially at least, of Geoffrey Fairbrother. But the part I played in Wings was a sort of, I think I'm right in saying that Geoffrey Fairbrother is a professor, actually, and I was playing that sort of character. Anyway, it didn't come my way. Simon Cadell was marvellous in it, and he sadly died, of course. He was a little older than me, but not hugely. But he was, he'd been in the business. I mean, he was appearing in the West End before I'd even gone to drama school. So he was streets ahead of me. Curiously enough, there's another sort of connection here, because the first time I was aware of Simon Cadell, although I worked with him later on the series Minder, I saw him on stage at the Savoy Theatre in Lloyd George Knew My Father, which starred Ralph Richardson and Peggy Ashcroft. And he was very good in this, I remember him. I'm sort of rambling here, because the reason I got this Allo Allo part in the end was through John B. Hobbs, who directed my episodes. And by a curious twist of, you know, fate here, I met him. He directed me in Lloyd George Knew My Father. And there's a story here too. My father-in-law was an actor called Richard Leach, who, if you watch old movies, you know, he crops up in Night to Remember, The Dam Busters, everything. And he was very big in the early 60s because he played Rochester in the BBC's Jane Eyre opposite Jane Bell, which was the first, well, one of the first big costume dramas. And, you know, he was very, very well known at that time. And by a twist of fate, the Mill Theatre at Sonning were going to do Lloyd George Knew My Father, directed by John B. Hobbs. I can't remember how I came to know that. But I didn't know John B. Hobbs at all well, but I wrote to him because I thought Richard would be perfect for the Ralph Richardson part. To play the general. And I wrote to him. I didn't tell Richard, but I just wrote to him and said, you might be interested to know that Richard Leach actually has, he was involved in a wine business, and he had somewhere to live just a mile or two from Sonning. Anyway, to cut a long story short, John B. Hobbs booked him. And then Richard, I think, bent his arm probably, and I got cast in the show too, which I haven't sort of been thinking about, to be honest. But anyway, we both ended up doing it, and it was huge fun, and John B. Hobbs indeed directed it. And then I think it was about a year after that, I suddenly got a phone call saying that I'd been offered this part in Allo Allo. I didn't have to go up for it or anything. It was lovely. It was just offered to me. And I don't know whether at that time, John B. Hobbs, I think it was series 8, you know, it was nearing the end of the run. And David Croft presumably had moved on to be doing other things. And he wasn't directly involved with this series. But I don't know whether he had overall casting approval. You know, he probably did, I suppose. But whether it was necessary, I don't know. Anyway, that's how I came to be there. David Croft did know me. But it was John B. Hobbs who probably cast me. Well, the whole series was shot up in Norfolk. And I drove up there. I had a good friend who actually lived in Swaffham, where the unit was based. So that's where I stayed. And I had another friend who lived close by, who I also saw. So I just, it was a very nice job for me because it was a nice part, and I had to play French. So that was fun. And I remember the script, you know, I loved Hello, Hello. David Croft had a genius for casting actors, and everyone was so good. And when I started in this business, you weren't allowed to appear on television until you'd worked in the theatre. You had to do a year in the theatre. You know, Equity, you had to belong to. It was a closed shop. You couldn't get a card unless you had a job, and you couldn't get a job unless you had a card. It was that catch-22 situation. But ultimately, people, you know, they managed somehow to get an Equity card. And I think it shines out of all the performers. You can see, you know, that all those wonderful actors had appeared on stage. You can just tell because they're so expertly crafted. So I had the huge pleasure to, my first scene was with Gordon Kaye, of course, and Vicky Michelle playing Renee and Yvette. And it was a scene, I remember some of the lines, funnily enough, even now. But I was in a confessional. It was just very funny. But that, you know, they were all, both of them, so professional. They'd been doing the series, you know, itself for a long time. And we just went through it really like a knife through butter. I think it, you know, it was done pretty quickly. And then a week passed and I was trolling around. My wife was working at the Swan Theatre in Worcester at the time, I think, doing an Eightbourne play. And I came back like a week later, and I don't recall now whether we were in the same church. We probably were. I mean, I can only remember the confessional really from that first episode. And then in the second episode, I was all, you know, kitted up in vestments and God knows what, standing up at the altar. And again, it was done very fast because everyone knew what they were doing. And yeah, it was fun. And it's a fun series. I mean, it still makes me laugh. It was entirely on location. I mean, I suppose I struck lucky there. At the time, most television series, they had a kind of block of filming, and then stuff was done normally later in the studio. And I think everyone felt that the filming bits were in some ways sort of more proper, you know. I mean, these days there's much more done on film. So it was entirely on film, which meant that we went to a real church. I mean, we filmed in a real church. I was in a real confessional. I was on a real altar. And I know, of course, you can mock these things up in the studio and they look perfectly fine. But I suppose as far as an actor's concerned, it's quite nice actually to be, you know, really there. And, you know, series now like The Crown, for instance, you know, these incredible locations add hugely to the programme. And I think the same is true here as well. Well, it was absolutely wonderful, of course, because, you know, they're so professional, these performers, and they do things. It's a sort of marvellous mixture because they're very professional, so they're hugely prepared, and their workload is enormous. You know, once they finish with me, their job isn't finished. They've got to go and do it all over again with something else. So it's a sort of mixture, I think, of dealing with kind of wonderful professionalism, but also they were very lovely people, and you know, and there for you. So it was just lovely. Everyone in this series is fantastic, and I personally have met Richard Gibson actually long after I did the series. He was in the episode that I did, of course, but I never got to meet him on it. So I've met him subsequently, and you know, you could choose anyone, but I think someone who did make me laugh a lot was Kirsten Cook as Michel Dubois, because she had that wonderful catchphrase, didn't she? Listen very carefully. I just say it's only once. That always, I mean, it never failed to make me laugh. And she had such style and, you know, but I've had to choose one person. So that's who I've plumped for. But, you know, it's a big cast too, isn't it? We're not just talking, you know, there's a lot of people involved in this series and a lot of people coming in and out of the series. And they're so well cast that they're very different, these people. I mean, it's true of all the of the Croft series. And, you know, we have we use this word situation comedy, which we sort of don't think about what we're saying very often, but it is, of course, a comedy of situation. And in these different, in their different series, there are very different situations, of course. But what's uniform is the quality of the people doing the stuff. And I mean, just wonderful. I mean, when you go into a series, you know, part of you always thinks, oh, this character could turn into a running character conceivably, you know, and sometimes that happens, of course. But we were near the end of this run, weren't we? This was series 8, and I think they did one more series after that, and then Alo-Alo finished it. And of course, David Cross and Jimmy Perry, and I mean, this particular series was written, wasn't it, by Jeremy Lloyd and Paul Adam. But the team did go on to make other things subsequently, but I'm not sure they ever had such a big success again, did they? And anyway, it didn't come my way. The agent I had when I was hired to do this job, the agency no longer exists. Sadly, one of the couple died, and the agency was closed down. So if I have residuals from this, it comes through now, I think, through BEX, which is the British Equity Collection Society. Yes, I don't know, it's a bit sort of spasmodic, but I think we do get stuff. And I think I'm right in saying that David Croft did an extraordinary thing for his actors. I don't quite know what I'm saying here, but I have it in my head that someone told me that he'd negotiated a contract for his actors, which was far better than what happens to most other BBC programmes. So he really, you know, he really had a strong feeling for his casts, and that's wonderful. As I say, my contact time was quite limited. I do remember tipping up, I suppose I had to get a costume, you know. And I remember seeing, you know, people in uniform and all that in the middle of Norfolk. I mean, it's quite surreal in a way. It's a long time, isn't it? It's like 30 years ago. And I definitely saw my episodes. I imagine I saw them when they actually were aired, you know. I've never been big on catch up, although I'm a bit more these days. But I still do have a very clear memory of doing, especially both the scenes of, you know, actually being there with these people. And it's strange because you become very well known, don't you, if you do a comedy as popular as this. I've met Vicky Michel subsequently once or twice because we have a mutual friend. I mean, I don't know her at all well, but I have met her. And of course, sadly, Gordon Kaye is no longer with us, is he? I mean, it was a sort of strange coincidence, really, that, you know, I suggested my father-in-law for this part because I thought he'd be so good for it. And it did work out. So that was incredible. He was meant to play opposite Pauline Yates at Sonning. I don't know whether you've ever been to that theatre, but and if, actually, eventually, she, I'm sure she has been involved in a lot of situation comedies in her time, but she was unable to do it in the end. And an actress called Margot Thomas played the part. But as a result of that, indeed, I got cast as the son, Hubert Boothroyd MP, and yes, it led directly to me getting this part. Well, it's been fun, and do you know, I discovered an extraordinary fact, or again another coincidence. Where I was reminded of Simon Cadell, because you know, as I've said, he was in Heidi High, and he was in Wings too, but he was in one of the episodes that I wasn't in, so we actually didn't cross paths on Wings. But I realized that his birthday was the 9th of July, and by an extraordinary coincidence, David Griffin, who later played Squadron Leader Clive Dempster, who I did work with on stage in a tour of Noises Off, has the same birthday. He shares the same birthday. Did you know that? Isn't that weird? Well, it's nice to meet you, and I wish you every success with it.